Now, if you're in the 18th chapter of the book of Proverbs, I feel like that the young man that entered the school of wisdom is really coming along. I hope the rest of us are coming along with him, because there's a great deal of spiritual truth in these Proverbs. And as I begin now reading at chapter 18, verse 1, through desire a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Let me change that just a little, and I think it'll be helpful. A man having separated himself for his own pleasure rageth against all sound wisdom. Now, I want to note here that the important thing is the subject of separation, and this is the wrong kind of separation. To tell the truth, there are a great many people that emphasize separation, and I feel they emphasize the wrong kind of separation. They make up their own little commandments that are not actually in the Bible, and they feel if they follow them that they should separate themselves from all other believers and that they are something very special in the sight of the Lord. I feel like that's wrong. The great division in the human family is between saved people and lost people. The division is God looks at the world as not color. God is really colorblind. It's not black or white, brown, yellow, red. The division today is a man saved or is he lost? Those are the two divisions, and no other division. Now, among those that are saved, there are those that separate themselves into this little clique. They think they're superior. Generally, they're not. They manifest many evidences of the flesh working in their life. But the Bible does tell us to be separate, come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord, touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. That's in 2 Corinthians 6:17. And God makes it, therefore, very clear we're to separate ourselves from that which is unclean. He was talking in particular about idolatry of that day, and that which is immorality, that which is filthy conversation, all of that type of thing would be a separation from that. And that's real segregation. Segregate yourself from the evil. That is something that's very important. Now there's another group, and they are really strong separationists, and they are among actually the unsaved. And we find that that's what he's talking about here, a man having separated himself for his own pleasure. That is, he won't listen to anything that is wise at all. And Jude spoke of them as being apostates. He says in verse 19, these be they who separate themselves, sensual, not having the Spirit. You see, what they do is they withdraw from any group of people or any individual that would reprimand them, and they separate themselves into a little group, and they become very obnoxious. Actually, they're generally apostates. They separate themselves from the truth. And that's something that we need to note. And they certainly cause a great deal of sorrow in this world.